was lightning before the thunder, written by Wings of the Damned, read by Raven. Chapter 78, 4 a.m. Madness. In my defense, sir, I simply do not vibe with the law, Captain Marvel states with a straight face, tone serious as he stares up at Batman. Batman, who stood right in front of him, a look somewhere between exhaustion, disappointment, and a hint of regret plastered on his face, as if the sole idea of having to deal with this was beyond preposterous. It was around 4 a.m., and Captain Marvel was on watch duty, alone, which is how he ended up as he did, in his gigantic form fitted only by the power of a god in a toddler-sized car. It was a Batmobile car he had conjured up with magic and had taken to drive around the halls, waving at the occasional workers from the staff as the theme song Gotham had come up with for Batman echoed down the quiet halls from the little bat radio. He hadn't expected to come across Batman, but that didn't stop him from pulling his most innocent look. Meanwhile, Batman stares down at the supposed grown-ass man who's supposed to be older than even Wonder Woman, wondering how did he even fit in that car or where did he get that car from. He had come to retrieve something. He hadn't expected to find Captain Marvel driving around in a toddler's car blasting that hideous song even his kids harassed him with. And he was staring at Bruce as if this was totally normal.
You are supposed to be in the monitor room, he reminds sharply.
No worries, boss. I got it covered, Marvel assured dutifully with a grin, holding up the tablet he had been holding to showcase the exact footage one would have at the monitor room.
That's beyond the point. Get off that car and go back to your post.
Why? You said as long as we keep a watch on things, we can do whatever we want to pass the time, as long as it doesn't go against the rules.
I am abiding by the rules, Billy said with a smug look.
And last time I checked, driving a toddler-sized car around the halls wasn't against the rules, he added after a moment.
Bruce's eyes twitched. He hadn't slept in over 48 hours. He had just come to retrieve something and go back home and get at least an hour of sleep. He shouldn't be wasting his time with this, but it might have been the lack of sleep what led him to do what he did next.
He grabbed the man's arm as he would do with one of his own kids and pulled him off the car. Marvel let himself be manhandled.
It doesn't have to be on the rules, it's common sense. And where did you even get that car? He asked as he began dragging Marvel toward the monitor room, feeling quite exasperated and just done.
Magic, was all the answer he was given, making Bruce's eye twitch yet again. But don't worry, I just got my license recently, so I was fine for the most part. Bruce narrowed his eyes at that statement.
Meaning?
I might or might not have crashed into Diana's invisible javelin, but to be fair, I didn't see it. She really should put a sign on that thing. Bruce sighed. He really wants to go home. He releases Marvel once both arrive in the monitor room.
Stay here and do your job. Don't make me come back again, he warns.
And why does he feel like he's scolding his kids when they don't want to do their homework? He really needs some sleep. Marvel grins at him before giving him a thumbs up.
You got it, boss.
Bruce rolls his eyes. As Batman leaves, a devious smile splits across Billy's face, and then he snaps his fingers, covering the walls with tape before pulling out a vacuum cleaner full of glitter from his pocket dimension. He puts it in reverse mode. The end. Thank you for listening.